Be cautious if you would. And you hold on to it. Not in a sense of resentment, in an investment. I'm banking on it. I'm holding on to it. It's taking me to eternity above and beyond. So it is the favor, for you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield. Psalms 5:12. And why are we cautious about it? Are we walking on eggshells? Are we waiting to be lashed? Oh, you made a mistake. Well, that would be completely in opposition to the sense of forgiveness. I am capable of stumbling and falling. I think everybody should take a moment and kind of not resent, but absorb what I'm stating here. I am capable of stumbling and falling. But where does the judgment come in at? The condemnation. You failed. You succeeded. That was right. That was righteous. It was evil. Rather, because of Christ, I walk with this, because of the Spirit, I walk within the Spirit. I'm no longer under the law. Think about what I'm saying. So because of that direct notion, I don't have anything to worry about. Now think about it. I am saved. I am redeemed. I am forgiven. So the cautiousness goes to the other side then. Now all of a sudden, I'm not walking on eggshells. I don't feel as if I'm going to be condemned, put in shackles and chains, and I'm going to be experiencing sin, wickedness, and death daily. But now I have righteousness. I have hope. I have holiness. I've received favor and generosity from Christ himself. Yes, of course. And I'm holding on to it. I want to be cautious with this blessing that I'm receiving, for I shall not lose it in any way, shape, or form. And we think about this investment. We take it to that mindset. It becomes practical when we plant it in the garden, when we watch it grow. It flows within the blood the way we breathe. It is an enactment. Our walks, our deeds, our labors of the hands and the feet progresses within us as we progress within it. Yes, of course, I said. Well, to be cautious is no more than the acknowledgement of, you know, you're going to fall and I'm going to find him at the end. So some of us, we don't complete it. We don't cross the start line, nor are we even getting close to the finish line. When you fall, when you stumble, if it's a twist, a setback, a failure, if you're being turned upside down, my goodness, help me. Yes, come. Come into my heart, soul, and mind. It creates more of a time, not a void that needs to be filled, but it creates the essence of where's spiritual, where's the Holy Spirit, where's the enactment, where is Christ within you, forgiven and redeeming you, setting you free. Well, truly none of us, and I mean none of us, are worthy of forgiveness itself. How could we be? He died for forgiveness of our sins because the sins belong to us. Outright ownership sounds relevant, doesn't it? Oh my goodness, I know. So you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Proverbs 3:4. Favor and goodness, success. Completion, yes, of course. In the sight, what you see, what you hear, what you speak, in God and man. So it's practical though, isn't it? The God that we worship is a living God. How do you know that? Because I can tell by the way that I'm blessed daily. I can tell by the way the sun shines through the window. I can tell by the way the flowers are growing outside and the birds are chirping in the morning. I can tell that his presence, his essence, the hallelujah, the blessing that I'm receiving daily is within me and I am within it. Oh, yes, of course. So it's beyond favor, but you will find that favor. Seek and ye shall find, ask and you shall receive. We often find ourselves stumbling. What are you looking for? How often do you find yourself looking for something but you don't even know what you're looking for? I forgot what I'm looking for. Well, we get there. I'm trying to advance a little bit. Lord, forgive me. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Proverbs 18:21. Hallelujah. Somebody asked me, they said, do you experience God? I'm not quite sure what you're asking. I get hit with so many different denominational preferences and mindsets. And do you experience God? I say, yes, of course. I said, I walk within the scripture. I'm converted. I says, I live out the testimony. My prophecy is what's laid heavy on my heart. It's the blood that's in my veins. It's the breath that I'm breathing. And then they said, well, is there any other ways that you could experience God? I said, I think intimacy. I said, I think commitment. You make commitment to one another. God and Christ are your witness. And because of him, you're receiving favor from the Lord and you get to experience love. I said, to me, my recollection, my interpretation is God is love. And it doesn't really go any further. So anytime you're experiencing joy, happiness, love, intimacy, emotional, physical, intellectual, love, it goes back to God. So I think you can experience God by creating a wife. And he who finds a wife, yes, obtains favor from the Lord. And that's where we are. So that favor that we're receiving, we must go back somewhere with it. And naturally, we might take that for granted. Oh, she used to like to cuddle up on me at night before we laid down. She don't want to anymore. She turns the other cheek and boom, it's over. Think about what I'm saying. The favor that you're receiving, anything that you can be thankful for. Oh, of course. Of course. They said, well, count your blessings. But anything you're receiving from God, he's giving it to you so that you can give it to somebody else. The moment that that mindset gets to that point, I'm receiving, I have care, compassion, and I can take that same mindset, mentality, walk of laboring of hands and feet, and I'm capable of providing and supporting for others. Now you'll know you're blessed. Now you know you're redeemed, and now you know you are forgiven, and you live it out. So how do you know God's alive, by the way? Because I live within the light. And sometimes, Lord, forgive me, I even find light within the darkness. Oh my goodness. Because the darkness does not accompany me, nor do I shine light on the subject or manifest it and bring it to life. But it's because of his favor, and in some cases, my better half, building me up. Excuse me, am I doing something wrong? How come we don't have God and Christ in our relationship? When? Right at this exact moment. Excellent, very good. For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Psalms 35. What do you think that means? Well, we're quick to anger, aren't we? Quick to anger? But for a moment. Eternity. Remember the investment. Treasures in heaven, right? Ignorance is bliss. How come? Patience, virtue. I seek favor. Yes, his favor is for a lifetime. That goes beyond that, isn't it? Isn't it eternity? How long does your love last? Your commitment to Christ? Your commitment to your spouses? If for eternity? Well, I shall love you for eternity, guaranteed. Weeping may tarry for the night. Cry, sorrow, sadness. But joy comes in the morning. I love that, though, don't you? You can fall. You can be upside down. You can turn right around. You can get bit. You can eat a whole bunch of the knowledge, the tree of the knowledge, that forbidden fruit. My goodness. Yes, of course, you can eat a whole lot of it. And it can get the best of you. I mean, you can outright be sour. But when it comes morning, the moment you wake up, you've got a promise. The promise of eternity, of the inheritance. You already know you're forgiven, you're redeemed. You don't have anything to worry about. I walk within this shadow. The shadow of what? Condemnation? No, the shadow of repentance. Because repentance guides the way. And it might darken down some of the light. But when I need the light, it's right there. You know, my candle stays lit. Very, very good. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Proverbs 3:3. We're manifested. I talked about growing on you. I'm invested in it. I'm intellectually, spiritually, physically, intimately. The synagogue, the body, the focal point. Yes, of course, heart, soul, mind, thought, word, and deed. The steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. We take it for granted. The moment that the steadfast love, it stays true. Right? It stays true. And the faithfulness, oh my goodness, thank you, forsake you. Then it comes back at you. So if you're not giving it pertinence, if you're not giving it priorities, if you're not coddling it, if you're not growing it, right? If you're not tending to it, I want to nurture it. This is my love. It's steadfast. It remains steady in my life and it's faithful to me. Before you know it, you lose it. Bind them around your neck. Oh, wait, that's a tough one. Write them on the tablet of your heart. You hold on to them for dear life. There is nothing else. Somebody can walk right out the door. You could lose everything in a minute. But guess what? You're never going to lose eternity, and you're never going to lose salvation. You'll be saved. You'll be redeemed. Guaranteed, because you have the promise of eternity. You've been given the inheritance. It doesn't get any better than that. But yet we're so quick to resent and jump to anger. I think about our own personal relationships being defied by the emotional expression or looking for creative ways to express in love. Some would say it's a mentality, though, don't you think? Sure, some are looking to fight. Some are looking to leave. But others are looking to invest. No, I think I'm going to stay. I think I'm going to stay within God and within Christ. You know, he hasn't let me wrong yet. And every time I go back to him, whether I'm bearing my own cross or I'm washing and cleansing of the heart, soul, mind, washing my feet, I end up being purified and saved and redeemed. Because I trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. I hit that one often, you know it? Because you trust in the Lord, your Christ, yes. And you shall only have one Lord with all your heart. You give him absolutely everything you've gotten. You receive it tenfold, the same score and measure, and do not lean on your own understanding. Somebody said, I'm not sure if I'm right or wrong. I said, if the Holy Spirit is inside of you, and it is an enactment, and it's guiding you, and it's telling you something, and you feel love about it, I said, then it's probably God. If you're hearing something, you're seeing something, you're feeling it, you don't feel love about it, you don't feel right about it, you probably can't see that's the Holy Spirit, and you probably can't see that it's God. One of the worst things that we have in this world is doubt. When we doubt the soul, when we doubt the spirit, when we doubt the logic, the theory, the reason. Yes, of course. What about Christ? What about the trust, the confinement, salvation, incarnation? Yes, he is risen indeed through the blood. The body, the blood, the cup. Yes, of course, here a little bit of bread. You need fixed occasionally. Yes, of course, there's nothing wrong with that. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. Proverbs 3:6. Because it doesn't matter what you did. Because in the morning when you woke up, you weren't weeping anymore. You were filled with joy. You were filled with happiness. And that step that you took, that breath that you took just a little bit ago, he's already forgiven you for it. You might as well continue to move forward. If you can advance and put the capital in rotation in the sense of the investment, remember virtue, I said, then you will receive it back. It lasts for eternity, a lifetime. What's beyond that? He is the giver and taker. He is the creator. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. And that's just it. If it's of any evil, if it doesn't include God or Christ, the Holy Spirit, yes, the substance, the Trinity, the reason that we confess, repent, rebuke, if you would turn the other cheek and walk away. Some of us were running. Are you okay? Yes, of course. Declares the Lord plans for welfare and not for evil. Everything he's intended for you, even when it's dark, is for your good. It's so that you can be happy. It's so that you can complete it. So that you can forgive. So that you can forgive. Yes, confess. Confession, forgiveness, repentance. It becomes practical because the light lives within me. At one point in my life, I was walking and the light shined down on me. And boy, it felt nice. I'd get real cold. Real cold. The light would hit me and the sunshine would hit me and I'd start warming up. Whew. I'm sure glad that the Lord gave me a little bit of sunshine. You know, I live up north. We get quite a bit of snow. It gets winter out here. The wind's blowing and it's cold. Some of us, we don't even like going outside all bundled up. I mean, it gets cold. So the light was shining down on me, trying to warm me up. I kept investing in Christ. So I must be doing something wrong. I'm getting cold. I'm getting turned off. I'm falling asleep of the gospel. I don't have nothing to give. Before you know it, I kept investing in him, reading the Bible, doing what I was doing, walking within the scripture, confessing, praying at multiple intervals throughout the day. Guess you know what happened? Before you know it, the light was beaming out of me. Now, everywhere I went, there was light projecting from me. I was the heat. I was the source. I was the light. Everybody that see me experienced it. Well, you're warm. I got God. I got Christ. He's got heat for me, almost like a fever. My pulse started racing. My heart was beating. I was breathing a little bit heavy, and I was warm. He was giving it to me, and he was making sure I was on fire for him. So no longer was I a third person. No longer was I that slave of scripture. No longer was I that humble servant laying on the floor. Rather, I was the person. He's received me finally. Yes, he's came coming to my heart, soul, and mind. And guess what? The light is projecting from out me. And everybody that encounters me gets to experience the light. Here it comes. Boy, he's warm. So don't get yourself caught to where you're cold. You've been turned off. It's dark in here. Put some light on the subject. Stay alive for him. Let the gospel, the hymnals, the trumpets, yes, sounding from heaven, enlighten your heart, soul, and mind. It gets right down to the bone. In the blood it is. Yeah, what he's given me. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. Psalms 1:1. You got to walk away. I don't care if it's right or wrong, but listen to the acknowledgement. Where does the acknowledgement come? The counsel of the wicked? I seek the advocate, the good counsel of Christ, my Savior, Deaver, the Lord, the one and only, nor stands in the way of sinners. No, I ain't going to stop you. Nor stands in the ways of sinners. Well, I can tell you right now, the way that that person's living, it ain't right. That's not the way it should be interpreted, and that's not what God intended for them. Hold up. You're getting cold over here. You want me to turn the heat up? I mean, I got you, but you're getting cold over here. Think about what I'm saying. You see somebody that's falling. You see somebody that's, their knees are all scuffed up and their elbows are scuffed up. Oh my goodness, you okay? They're walking around outside at 70-some degrees. They're bundled up like an Eskimo. My goodness, are you okay? What happened? You don't stand in the way of sinners. You don't tell them it's right for them. You don't tell them it's wrong for them. Because the investment, yes, the inheritance, remember the promise. You can say hallelujah. Because you know he's still working on them. Because you know they're still forgiven. You know they're still redeemed. And not within my time or our time, my fellow brothers and sisters. Nuh-uh, not about me, but within him and his. When he comes back, and when he comes back and starts delivering it to them, well, then they'll be on fire. Then they'll be the one that'll have the light, the life. Yes, the way, the truth, absolutely, that comes to me. Oh, and I'll be delivered that way. So the virtue is the investment, and the prolonging of it is no more than standing in the way of sinners. And all too often, we're standing in the way of ourselves. You hear me? You got to walk away. I mean, it'll eat you up. It'll eat you up from the inside out. You ain't going to have a whole lot to deal with because the inside becomes hollow and shallow, and you're wondering what happened. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. On his law, he mediates day and night. Psalms 1:2. It's called intervention if you want. It's striking down above you. It's a biblical read between the lines, black and white. I mean, you can't take it any further. His delight, the joy, the happiness, yes, of course, the law of the Lord. Remember what I said earlier, forgive me, for I walk within the Spirit. I am no longer under the law. On his law, he mediates day and night. There's not a second that goes by, not even for one breath, that he's not there with you, that he's not thinking about it. He already knows the decisions you're going to make, whether it's right or whether it's wrong, whether you're condemned or saved or redeemed, or whether you're just outright given up, falling asleep. I mean, wake my brother up. Why, what's wrong? His sister's over there. She's sleeping. Don't stand in the way of it. You got to let it take its course. You ever heard that? Got hit with a real bad flu bug, influenza. I mean, it was terrible coming out of every end. Doctor looks at me, says, He says, like the devil. Says, it's like that forbidden fruit. It's like the unrighteous one. You got to let it take its course. The same happens for sin, wickedness, and death. You start eating that forbidden fruit. You start getting intoxicated on something you don't want to. By golly, you'll be sick. You start being untrue and unfaithful to the ones you make commitment to, he's going to get at you. And what happens? No, I need relief and I need it now. Can somebody help me? I don't feel good. I'm cold. I'm dark. I'm hungry. I can't see. No, I need clothing. God help me. Well, you got to let it take its course. You better let it take its course. And then you'll feel a whole lot better. Let it work its course through you. Trust in him in the confinement in our weakest moments is only a revelation of the true power and glory that he possesses because it shows within every aspect and every angle. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open. Malachi 3:10. The full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house for me and my house. We will serve the Lord. He will feed you spiritually, intellectually, gospelly, joyfully, intimately, substance-wise. For everything that we possess and hold near and dear goes back to him. And because of him, we get an abundance of everything. Don't deny his presence within your life in any way, shape, or form. Be thankful for what you're receiving and what you're capable of giving. If he gives it to you, you're capable of giving and providing for others. It is the support of love that we have for one another. Hope of compassion, yes, of course. Very, very good. I will not open. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it'll be done for you. John 15:7. Now all of a sudden I'm beyond it. You know what? I ain't even got anything to worry about. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, the scripture becomes the life. They see it in the tongues. They hear it. The light is shining and projecting out of you. They're looking at him like, my goodness, you are blessed. One of the cloth, if you would. You see the light shining. Yes, of course. So that's how it moves. And ask whatever you wish. You ain't got to hide. You ain't got to hide. You ain't got to fib. You ain't even got to lie about it. You trust and confine in him and you put it within his hands. Same goes for your spouses, your children, the ones you've made commitment to. I'd rather just be honest with you. I ain't got nothing to hide. God being my witness and Christ being my only witness. The Holy Spirit being the enactment. God help me. Let me lay it on you. Let me tell you how it is. You know, they say communication moves the world. It's turnkey. It's something that it works, you know. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. And better yet, after you start talking about it, then you can invest in it. Well, why don't we start working on one another? That's the way God's looking down at you. Why don't we start working on one another? We talk about it. We can figure it out. We can have theory, reason, logic. I'm going to get more practical. Let me have some laboring, some deeds. Let me get a little bit of loving from you. Let's start working on one another. You show love because you receive love. You're receptive to it. And I mean, forgive me, but there's individuals, they're so cold. They ain't got no heat. I mean, they're cold. They're so cold, they ain't receptive to love anymore. They can't be turned on. You hit the light switch on, they stay dim. You try to get them on fire so that they're warm. They're cold. It feels like a cold winter breeze. It's a blizzard out here. Mm-hmm. They've fallen asleep. They're not receptive to love. They've lost hope, caring, compassion. Come on. Come on, they've fallen asleep. So continue to keep your investment and don't lose what you've got and what you've been given because of anybody else in any way, shape, or form. You know why? Because it'll be done for you. Remember, it's within his time, but it's the investment. No, I'm good. I'm raising the hand as I'm saying, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I got God, I got Christ, I got the substance, the Holy Trinity for me and my house. We will serve the Lord. I am forgiven. Sometimes we need to proclaim it. I am forgiven. I am redeemed. Oh my goodness. In that day, you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of my Father in my name, he will give to you. John 16:23. When I was young and when I was still bottle feeding, you know, crawling on the ground, I think different. The maturity level, right? I was still a baby in scripture. I used to pray for my wants and my needs. And right now I'm still wanting a need. He knows my dearest wants and needs of heart. Think about it. But that's all I used to pray. My confessions, well, no more wants and needs. Things didn't go my way or they didn't. I was always asking for something. I wasn't getting nowhere. Come on, God, give me this new car. Let me get that prom queen. You know I'm in love with that girl. She looks real nice, mighty fine. Come on, let me take her out on a date. Come on, put it within my heart. Give me what I want. All of a sudden, I started looking around. Regardless of what I wanted and what I was seeking and trying to find, he had already given me everything that I wanted. I was already receiving joy. I was already receiving happiness. I was blessed. I was redeemed. You know what? I was receiving quite more than I ever imagined. In fact, I was able to reassess my current scenario, and now I'm receiving enough that, you know what? I can probably start giving some to somebody else so that they can start receiving. Sometimes we're blind, we're stumbling like a fool, we're out like falling asleep, we can't get out of there. Mm-hmm. But it only takes a second to grasp him and let that light shine down upon you. You'd be warmed up right now, and I mean, you feel good about it. Lay down at night, you're so warm. He's got me. He's outright got me. I mean, I'm on fire for him. I ain't got nothing else to give him. I'm giving him everything I got, and he's putting it within me. Amen. And that's the way that it should be, your purest form of testament. So the stumble, the fall, God, give me the stumble, the fall. Let me be reminded of the humbleness and the salvation, what you've did for me, so that I can still be redeemed. And let's be honest. Let's be very honest. Forgive me. Some of us, we enjoy the confession, the forgiveness, the repentance. It feels good, you know it. It feels real good to know that I'm still forgiven and redeemed, and that no creature, man, or substance material can define his salvation, my eternity, in any way, shape, or form. You did what? Mm-hmm. I did what? I was forgiven. I am saved. I am redeemed. You proclaim it. Yes, of course. Let me wrap this up here real quick. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Ooh, and his grace towards me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them. Thought it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Oh boy, I am what I am. The truth, the light, the way, anybody who seeks me, his grace was not in vain. Yes, of course. Does he remain the same? He remains the same. The past, the present, the future, he's going to be there for you. Keep that investment. It's like the Powerball. I got the winning numbers, and I'm on a 10 times multiplier. I'm all the way in. I'm all in, putting all my chips up on the table. So the stumble, the fall is not relevant, but it is the favor. Because you're doing yourself a favor when you invest in him. You're doing your family a favor when you stay true to him. You're doing your life, and I'm talking the eternal life, not just this life here for a little bit up to 120 years. The Bible says it, and I already know. You're doing your eternal life a favor when you continue to believe in what he's given you. So be thankful, be redeemed, and be forgiven. And that love that is sending and receiving, try to learn if you can. Reach deep down within your heart, soul, and mind. Grab yourself right by the bottom of the heel if you can. Be receptive to the different types of love that are available in this world. You start being very surprised. You find most of God's creation, they got no more than acceptance and love for you, and they'd like to see you happy. Amen. Let us close in prayer. Our graciously Heavenly Father in Christ, our Savior, Redeemer, with strength, guidance, knowledge, wisdom, passion, integrity, devotion, let this favor of generosity pour into our hearts, souls, and minds. Let it be the mechanics, the organs, the structures, the breath, the blood, the pulse, the reason that we're alive. Let us truly be illuminated on fire. Let the image shine above us, and let that same favor and generosity be the favor and generosity that opens the eyes of somebody else, that makes it to where they're receptive, they're capable of receiving, they're capable of being redeemed within the light. For we might find light in the darkness, but it is His favor that brings us back and keeps us right at the cross of washing and cleansing of the heart, soul, and mind. Continue to guide us with love, with knowledge, with grace. Remind us that love multiplies, that it continues to grow, that the moment we put it to rest, we put it on a shelf, or we file it and store it away. Then we're losing it. That love multiplies, it continues to grow. Look for us to have the type of fulfillment that you seek for us in every aspect, way, shape, and form, intellectually, spiritually, physically, emotionally, in health and wellness, in personal and professional, in every venue that belongs to you. Remind us to give it back to you, not sovereignly condemned, but with passion, with devotion, with favor, because the same favor you give me will be the same favor I shall return to you. With love, with grace, acceptance, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, in Christ our Savior's name we pray. Amen. Be sure to follow Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Check out the Buzzsprout feed. You might hear some of these talks and you might get really dug in deep to them. We're going a little bit deeper, thought-provoking. If you have any questions or concerns, be free to post any of them on not only Facebook, but on some of the fan mail on Buzzsprout. I hope that you have a very, very good day and a very good evening. God bless you. Don't forget, when's your next opportunity for favor? Send and receive. God bless you. Have a very good evening.